Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is The Basics of Genealogy and DNA Research, Part 3. Why DNA testing? Why DNA is found in males, the Y chromosome is not found in females. It follows the paternal descent from your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and so on. A woman who wants to test her paternal line must use samples from a father, brother, or other male in the line. The value of Y-DNA is that it is passed down through the generations with few changes or mutations over hundreds, or even thousands, of years. The closeness of a DNA match is determined by comparing the samples for mutations, or lack of mutations. Y-chromosome tests are based on short tandem repeat STR segments, or markers. The larger the number of markers, the genetic distance, found between two samples, the closer the genealogical match, the fewer the number, the farther away the match is. Entry-level Y-DNA tests looks at 37 markers. A 111-marker test looks at even more, but also at much higher price. As with the autosomal test that yields better and more accurate results after the sample has been updated several times, the Y-DNA test with more markers will also show far more accuracy and differentiation. Y-DNA testing is best when researching your paternal ancestry and tracing a surname's history. One name studies will benefit from such a test, as will finding a paternal haplogroup. You still need your dictionary, or studying migration patterns or geographic origins. Mitochondrial DNA testing. Both men and women have mitochondrial DNA (mtDNA) from your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, and so on, just as the Y-DNA does for your paternal line. However, a father does not pass mtDNA to his children. mtDNA is also passed down through the generations with few mutations. It cannot be used to measure genetic distance between matches because of its stability, although all regions are usually tested. Locating two people who share the same maternal ancestor is the test's true value, and can support or disprove your traditional research. Migration routes and historical origins are other benefits of the test. Summary. To summarize, DNA has its values, but also its drawbacks. It is simply another tool of the genealogist to use in their research. It must be proven accurate before it is used, just as any online record, paper document, family story, or the like can be used. It cannot be used to determine a precise relationship between two prospective matches. Not submitting a DNA sample for testing simply because you are afraid it will be used for some other purpose, such as law enforcement seeking a criminal or identifying a victim of a crime, is a hollow excuse. Not submitting a sample because you are afraid of the results it will yield, and problems that may arise within the family, such as identifying an illegitimacy, is also a poor excuse not to get a test. If you aren't researching your genealogy and trying to build your own family tree, you don't need to take a test. If you have results, but no way to share them with someone else, you don't need a test. On the other hand, the upside of testing and sharing your DNA is immeasurable. Anytime you add information to the history of humanity, you are doing a good thing. Misuse is rare, but the ability to help other people enhance their family history is worth the gamble.